Blog Talk Radio. Like to hear me speak. Let me see those. your hands together for the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
Hi, boys and queens. We are live on the air. What's going on? Miss Ebony, can you hear me, honey? Let me know if you can hear me, Miss Ebony, because you know I'm not by the computer. Hello? Okay. So I'm live on the air, honey. Well, how you doing, boys and queens? We are live, honey. I'm coming to you live from LaGuardia Airport, honey. Waiting for the girls to come back from motherfucking Miami, honey. You know the girls is back from Miami, honey. I had a long weekend in D.C. this weekend, honey. So I couldn't bring you the show last night because I got home and I needed time to recuperate from my gay pride in D.C. this weekend. I had so much fun in D.C. this weekend. It was a fucking blast. I want to thank the over 2,000 people that hit me up on Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and Yahoo with all your birthday shout-outs. I appreciate all of y'all. Y'all all made me feel good, and I love y'all all, and I'm giving y'all all a big hug right now. How the fuck you motherfucking doing, honey? But Miss Ebony, I don't know what co-host is on the line with me tonight, honey. But let's bring them on the line so we get this madness started while I wait for my son to get his luggage and come out the airport and go home to Central.
Y'all know what's up. Ain't that hoe got more booty in the bus.
Woo-hoo. Pull over, that ass too fat.
Woo-hoo.
Pull over, that ass too fat.
Woo-hoo.
Pull over, that ass too fat.
Woo-hoo.
Pull over, that ass too fat.
Woo-hoo.
Pull over, that ass too fat.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, Miss Shasha.
What's going on? Happy belated birthday, Kelly.
What's going on? That phone is too loud, Shasha. That phone is too loud.
Hold on, let me turn it down. Hold on. What's going on, Kelly? Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, honey. I had so much fun this weekend, girl, in D.C.
Did you?
Girl, I had a fucking blast. When I'm talking about a fucking blast, Shasha, I have not enjoyed my birthday in so many years. Because usually I just stay home and I just relax in the bed and, you know, and just be thankful that I made it another year. Because, you know, a lot of queens that I came out with, I always tell the girls, I came out with 11 queens. And there's only three of us left here that I came
right
out with. And so, because a lot of them are past 25. So I'm just thankful every year that I'm making another motherfucking year and I'm motherfucking here. So I usually just stay in the house and I just relax. But this year, I said I wanted to try something new and try something different. And in all my 15 years, I never, ever been to a gay pride in D.C.
Really?
So this year, yes. So this year, I went to gay pride in D.C., I got there Saturday night, and it was just so much fun. You know, I had a little confusion once I first got there, I had a little confusion with my hotel when I first got there, because my motherfucking thing, well, they told me my credit card wasn't working. The sad hotel, and I wasn't there. You know, I was sad. I was mad, Chach. And when I tell you, I was mad, girl. I was mad, I was plump, and I was ready to attack, honey. Because they told me my credit card wasn't working. I was ready to attack, honey. I know my credit card was working. It wasn't no craft or no fraudulent activity like the children be doing, honey.
Right.
I just opened her out the envelope. I called the 1-800 number on the back of my card, and I activated my card. So I know my card was working. These motherfuckers told me my credit card was declined. It was declined. The room was $633.
And it was declined.
Yes. They told me my credit card was declined, Shasha. I said, is it possible? I said, I just opened this card and activated it this morning. They get to me, well, Miss Harris, your card is declined. I didn't realize, oh, no, you got to call those people, honey. And so they called the people, and they was like, well, there's nothing we can do. Maybe it's your first time using the card, and the credit card people don't need using the card in D.C. So, you know, I was mad. It was 12 o'clock. It turned 12 o'clock Saturday, and I'm trying to check in the hotel. So it was 12 o'clock, and mind you, I'm trying to check in. All the girls is calling my phone, wishing me happy birthday. And I'm like, ain't nothing happy about this birthday because I don't have a motherfucking room yet, bitch. I'm ready to pop my motherfucking service, bitch, and head to the motherfucking club, bitch. But, you know, I was pissed, I was pissed, bitch. So I walked down the block to the DoubleTree, honey, and I got me a room at the DoubleTree, and I gave her the same credit card, and she swiped my credit card for four chains at the DoubleTree, and my card went through. I guess they didn't want me to stay in that other white.
They didn't want you because they thought it was probably a rust system, but they didn't know, baby, you had coins on their credit card.
Yes, I guess they didn't want me to stay at the white woman hotel. I guess it was too upscale and too fast for me, honey. So I went over to the DoubleTree. I got my room at the DoubleTree, honey. I changed my outfit real quick, honey, and gelled this little short red haircut up that I had, and the icon grandfather James Carr came and picked me up. And we went to this club, Shasha. When I tell you the club was so packed, Shasha, you didn't even have to go inside the club, Shasha, to get your motherfucking light, Shasha.
Are you serious?
I stood outside the motherfucking club, Shasha, and I get my L-I-F-E outside the motherfucking club, Shasha. I rode so down, Shasha. I probably so down outside in front of that club. We had cocktails, had a blunt. Everything outside the club. I'm standing outside the club for that body, you know, because I cut all my hair off. I cut all my hair off into a little short, little red, little afro. So me and my husband and my cousin and Father James is sitting outside the club. And so this queen comes past and says, oh, my God, she looks like Kelly. And so we sitting there, and we crack it up. And so then he walks a little past us again and turns back around and says, oh, my gosh, she really looks like Kelly Ms. Roy. I'm saying to myself, like, God, honey, I'll be cutting my hair off, girl. I don't look that much different, honey. So then later on the evening, we go across the street to the other side of the street, and we stand there, and these two queens is debating. One queen is like, that's Kelly Mizrahi, Miss Day. And the other queen is like, no, that's not. Kelly got long hair. He gave me, that's Kelly Mizrahi, Miss Day. No, it's not. That's Kelly. He said, well, let's go over here and find out. He came over, he gave me, are you Kelly Mizrahi? And I gave him, yeah, I'm Kelly Mizrahi. The boy gave me, I told you that was Kelly Mizrahi. But, bitch, when I tell you, I had such a blast on Saturday. And then Sunday, I got up. And I went to the lesbian ball on Sunday and commentated the lesbian ball. When I tell you, the lesbian ball was so fun. It wasn't a whole bunch of girls at the ball, but just by me being on the mic and the girls that was there and it being my birthday, it was a fucking blast. But I'm talking about a fucking blast. I wish I could be in front of my computer right now to see what the girls are saying in the chat room, but, you know, I waited for my son to get his bag and to come on out the airport. But when I tell you the Bush Queen and the Femme Queen scene needs to step up their motherfucking game, what I'm talking about when they are having balls and doing the things they're doing, because when I tell you, I have to give much props out to the legendary mother, Teresa Mizrahi, legendary Jamie Balenciaga, and legendary Misty Prada. I have to give them utmost respect and life for the function that they had. They didn't have a large crowd of people there, but the ambiance of the place, Shasha, was everything. The table that they had, they charged the girls $200 for their table, Shasha. Their tables was worth 500 girls.
Are you serious, Kelly?
It was worth $500, Shasha. They had, listen, every table, they had 15 tables, Shasha. Every table was set. It had your own arrangement. You had your own arrangement of, like, your plates and your cups and all of that on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And every table, Shasha, had its own waiter to the table, Shasha.
Are you serious?
Every table had their own waiter. Then that's not even the clincher, okay? Along the walls of each side of the runway, you had your fruit bar, Shasha. For everybody
uh-huh.
that was at the table, you can go to the fruit bar. They had the fruit bar with the cheese and the crackers and all the fruits. Then,
okay. Later
on, and during the event, the waiters came out, and they brought you shrimp cocktail.
Mm.
Then, later on, they came and brought you fried chicken to your table. Then, later on, they came and brought you tuna fish sandwiches to your table. Then, later on, they came and brought you chicken sandwiches to your table. Then, they came and brought you tort salad to your table. Then, Shasha, they came around with Moet and gave you Moet at your table.
What?
When I tell you, baby, it was fucking everything. They only charged the girls $200 for those tables. Those tables was worth 500 girls alone, hands down. Sweet Teresa, Misty, legendary woman, y'all turned that motherfucking ball the fuck out. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bitch. Those bitches know how to throw a motherfucking ball. It was motherfucking everything, bitch. I got my L-I-F-E, bitch. So then after that, I left from there and went back to the hotel and took a fucking nap this day because the ball was over about 9:30. I left from there, went back to my hotel, and I took a nap. I fell asleep, girl. When I woke up, I tried to hit it over to the lesbian party, bitch, because they was having a motherfucking a party afterwards. Bitch, girl, by the time I got there, it was too late this day, bitch. So we went back to the we got on the shuttle bus and went back to the hotel, Miss Day. And so Teresa said, "Well, mother, what you gonna do?" I said, "Well, I'm gonna go back over to my hotel room because I know y'all about to go upstairs to go to sleep." She said, "No, we ain't going to sleep. She said, we're gonna still party for your birthday." I said, "Well, we'll be gonna party because Teresa had brought her real mother down to D.C. with her to work the door." So I said, "Teresa, where are we gonna party at?" Teresa said, "I'm about to go over here and talk to these people at the front desk, and I'm going to pay them to open up poolside so we can go to poolside and finish partying, mother, because your birthday's not over." Bitch, she went over there to the front desk, Shasha, paid them, opened up poolside there, and as long as y'all don't get in the pool, y'all can chill on poolside. Well, I said it was 10 of us. I said, "Teresa, you about to waste this whole hotel up, Teresa." Bitch, when I tell you, all those fags and all those lesbians that was down there, Shasha, came out on their balcony, seen us on poolside, blasting music and stuff, bitch. It was a midnight pool party on poolside.
I know that's right, Gary.
Baby, when I tell you, I had so much fun. I really had fun. I have to give a big shout-out to legendary Shady Prada. He brought me a bunch of cupcakes to the ball with candles in it, and they sing happy birthday, and they really made me cry, and they made me cry and everything. I really enjoyed myself this weekend, honey.
How did you get emotional that you had to cry?
I had to get emotional on the girls. They really made me cry to really get emotional on them. But I really enjoyed myself, and I had fun with the fucking lesbians. But, girl, I heard that the ball in Miami was a mess. Did you really think about the ball in Miami?
No, I didn't really hear nothing about Miami, but I know a lot of people, not a lot of people, but like a few people have went to Miami to the ball.
Well, I know Rodney's going to be calling in, and I got to congratulate the Millards. I heard they won the $5,000 at the ball in Miami. But I heard the ball in Miami was a mess, honey. It was like the place looked like it was like a truck drop-off, they said, honey. They said it looked a serious mistake. It was horrible mistake. They gave away the shit that they had on the tables and everything mistake. They gave away, it wasn't even worth paying $40 to get in there mistake. They said they looked like it was a 99-cent store venue. I would have just
went to Miami to sit in the beach.
Maybe, well, I heard that they said the beach, my sources tell me that the beach was really fabulous, the beach was packed, they gave them a club space last night, was fabulous, trouble. She was a waste of time, this thing. But I know Rodney will call her here and give me the real E by E on what happened, and he ain't in transit or coming home, because the airport right now at LaGuardia Airport, she is sagging left me in Central. The children are getting off their flights. They're on their way coming home, this thing. And I know the girls was a little upset we wasn't on last night. My mother is so sorry. I was tired, girls. Mother had to recuperate. But I want the girls to call in here and give me the tea on what happened in Miami. I need to know what happened in Kentucky, because it was all in Kentucky, baby. But I know the ball in D.C. with the lesbian bitch, she was motherfucking five thumbs up. El Shenga, how you doing?
Hi, law.
So what you did this week is for Memorial Day and motherfucking
Shot. What I did was, you know, just reminiscing about my husband, that's all.
Who your husband? Tell me about your husband.
My play husband. I have a couple of them. But they, like, they all ebonies, though, but, you know. I have one strap, and I have one Lorette.
Oh, I know. Lorette?
Lorette Ebony. He's still in Chicago, too.
Oh, you saw my little red ebony. Oh, I got to. Little red was at the beach. Little red was at. Since you bitch a little red this day, you know, I wasn't going to spill the tea. But since you dug up little red day this day.
Give me the tea, Kelly.
Sources tell me that little red was on the beach in Miami, honey. Skinny dipped it, honey. He took it all off in the water, honey.
You probably talking about another Lorette, but I'm talking about the little red from St. Louis.
Oh, you're talking about little red from St. Louis. I'm talking about the other little red.
The other cute little Lorette Ebony.
He was in Miami. Yeah, he was in Miami. He was skinny dipping, honey.
If I wish I would have known he was there.
Yes, they did. He was speed dipping in the water. Oh, but I don't know what Bush Queen it was, Miss Day. I forgot to tell you about the tea that happened in the hotel in D.C. I wasn't in that hotel. This was at the Washington Plaza Hotel, the Spectrum. The girl in the hotel got kicked out and got arrested at the Washington Plaza, the Bush Queen.
Who got arrested?
I don't know who it was, but some Bush Queens, a bunch of Bush Queens, like 20 to 30 of them got arrested at the Washington Plaza Hotel because they were having a sex party, an orgy party. They got locked up for over occupants of the room at the Washington Plaza.
What house was that?
I don't know what house it was, but they just told me, you know, the lesbian who gives me the key. It was on the sixth floor at the Washington Plaza. So if anybody know anything about that, honey, any names of those girls, they got locked up. Hit them up, that mother.
Because they had a sex party that day when you had came up here. What was it, Kentucky, when we was all in Kentucky at that hotel? But I'm not going to say what house. I'm not going to tell you what house it is because you should know. But they was having the same orgy at the same, like when we was in Kentucky. Do you think the person that had the sex party in Kentucky, you think they carried it on to Miami?
I don't know, honey. But it wasn't a sex joke. The sex party I'm talking about was in. But I heard, I don't know who, they didn't tell me who, but I got to get back to my computer. I'm on my way driving home now. I got to get to my computer because I think they said Rot, not Rodney Millard, but a child named Rodney that's in the boardroom scene had a sex party this weekend in Miami, too. They gave me the tea. At the Hyatt, he had a sex party too. At the Hyatt this weekend, honey.
Did they use condoms?
I don't know, honey. I hope they did, Miss Thing. I hope they set it up, Miss Thing, honey. Because same sex, honey. Girl, with all these things the girls are carrying around, it, you know Miami is a freaky, honey. Freaky.
Miami, baby, they give you hepatitis A, B, to C, and Z.
Girl, so I hope y'all girls was out there. Y'all was playing around and doing the things y'all was. Y'all was wrapping it up, honey. Bitch, you're getting y'all motherfucking L-I-F-E.
Okay. Getting horny like that.
I had so much fun. I really didn't even have to go to Miami to have fun. I thought I needed to be in Miami to have fun. D.C. was a fucking blast, Shasha. It was a fucking blast.
But I think that you deserve that because, you know, it's your birthday, you know what I'm saying, Kelly? And I think that what you did it was great. You know, so you really enjoyed yourself, and I have to say that, you know, and I just wish that, you know what I'm saying, that you would have just, you know, just gotten into that bathing suit and just went to Miami and just socked it to the bitches. That's what I wanted you to do.
Baby girl. No, I'll be in Orlando. I'll be in Orlando this weekend with my bathing suit on. Socking it to the
bitches. Bitch, if you come to Orlando with your bathing suit, bitch, I will book me a ticket to Orlando.
I'll be in Alaska this weekend with my bathing suit, honey. I'm coming through with my bathing suit this weekend.
Kelly, if you come through with that bathing suit, bitch, I'm coming through right before.
Don't worry, I'm bringing my bathing suit with me when I come to Chicago on the 19th, honey. I need to find a hotel. I got a nice. Ooh, honey.
That means on the 19th. That means you're not coming. That means you're not coming to Memphis Prodigy Ball then.
Yes, I'll be there on the 19th.
Right. You know, his ball is June 19th.
Yes, I'll be in Miami this weekend. I'm coming to Memphis, boy. I'm coming to Memphis, DJ, boy. I'm coming to support my son.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because, you know, I'm going to definitely be there
to support my son.
That's great. That's great. That's
yes,
great.
I would definitely be in the building, honey. But I'm on
my
way.
I can't wait to come to NYC to wake it up, baby. Because you say you be crying, right? I have to make you cry.
Yeah.
I want you to get emotional. And that, the song that I'm going to do for Jack Birthday Ball is going to be the dedication to you.
I know that's right. Come wake up the motherfucking building, Miss Shasha, honey.
No say. I'm in the building, Kelly.
Wake the motherfucking building up, girl.
Yes, with a nasty 27-piece.
Oh, with a nasty. Ooh, you're coming with a 27-piece.
Yeah, you know, I have never, ever, you know, let me tell you, Kelly, I have never, ever, 27-piece. But the reason why I'm wearing a 27-piece is because I'm going to do Fantasia, but what your friends say.
Okay.
And I want to be like, you know, shaking that head, baby. Yeah.
I know that's right. But, girls, I'm almost home, honey. I'm around the corner, honey. I'll be on the computer real soon because I know girls are sending me tea, and we're going to be taking some phone calls real soon, honey. So, girls, give me a few minutes. I'm only like 8 lights away from my Hosmer's thing, honey. So we're going to be taking phone and everything, too, because I know the girls got some gossiping things. And
yes, I want the pretty boys to call in tonight. The pretty boys call in tonight and ask me any question you like.
But all you girls that's in Miami, and you're still going to be in Miami for the next couple of days, honey, don't forget this weekend in Orlando, Florida, the overall mother, legendary Jasmine Couture Mizrahi, presents the Versus Series, $1,000 for the house with the most points, this Sunday in Orlando, Florida, honey. Kenny grand prize is the Kiki House with the best grand march, honey, for 500 girls, honey. Come out, support. Let's have some motherfucking fun. Sunday, East Coast will be in Orlando, honey. I will be in Orlando, honey. So if you ever hear that I'm going to be in a state and you don't hear me promoted on the radio, girl, it's for advertisement. But I'll be in Orlando this weekend, honey. How you doing?
How you doing?
The girls was calling me like, where you at, honey? I heard you was going to be in Miami. They promoted you going to be in Miami. I said, well, baby, ain't nobody booked me no ticket in no hotel room for me to be in Miami, but I'll be in Orlando this weekend. It's booked.
Okay, Orlando, Florida.
Honey.
How you doing?
It's booked and confirmed, honey. How you doing? Honey.
Yes.
We're going to have fun tonight, honey. I got to give a big shout out to our other co-host, Jaquan Ebony. He got a little food poisoning in Miami, but he's all right, honey. He'll be with us. He'll probably be with us tomorrow. How you doing, Jaquan? I love you.
And I would like to give out my shout out to Jack Mizrahi. I know his birthday just passed. Whatever, and I would like to, you know, give a shout out to him. Know that I will be in NYC.
Yes, honey. I know that's right. I want to give a big shout out to all the girls in the chat room. I want to give a big shout out to all the girls that I was hitting up in your last night, honey, and the girls was reading like, why y'all not having a show? I want to give all of y'all bitches a shout out. How you doing? I want to give a big shout out to all my motherfucking Geminis in the motherfucking building. Hold on. What's today's day? Oh, no, it's not. That's tomorrow.
And I would like to give a shout out to my brother from Chicago, Memphis birthday, which he celebrated his birthday yesterday, Memphis Prodigy. Happy belated birthday to my brother, Memphis Prodigy. I love you.
Yes, Memphis, you in the building, honey. Gemini's rule, bitch. Yes, stand up. Gemini, stand the fuck up to all my motherfucking Gemini.
Oh, and guess what? And guess what, Kelly?
Stand the fuck up. Stand
and guess
up.
What?
What you say?
And guess what, Kelly?
What's up?
And this is what I wanted to do, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get all the people that's Geminis that I'm, you know, I'm going to put on my nails, when I come to NYC. You're going to be the first person on my pinky nail, Jack Memphis, on my nails. And I'm going to make sure that you see Kelly on my nails when I arrive to NYC. I just wanted to let you know.
I know that's what I know that's right. Gemini, stand the fuck up. Stand up.
Yes.
Baby. Stand up. Stand up. I'm right around the corner, honey. I'm almost there, girls. About to get this shit pop, honey. About to get this shit popping, honey. You know, I'm in transit. I'm on my Bluetooth, honey. And I am talking down while I'm driving on my Bluetooth because you can't talk and drive unless you got a Bluetooth, honey. Because a fat bitch ain't trying to go to motherfucking jail, honey. Trying to go to motherfucking jail, honey.
Okay, won't feed us no bologna sandwiches.
I can't do it, honey. The Bush Queens are back here cruising on the back streets in the block where my block was there. They about to go back to the park and have a nasty session back there in the park.
Ooh, honey. I can't wait till I get up there in NYC.
Oh, yes, it's so fabulous. And it's so hot up here right now in NYC, honey.
You know what? It's raining in Chicago. It's kind of growing.
Oh, yeah, I've seen on the news that President Obama was out there. And
President Obama and Michelle Obama and his two daughters, they was in Chicago for the Memorial weekend. They was in Chicago in Hat Park in Chicago. And when I tell you the police was out here fierce.
Yes, I bet they was, honey. But Miss Ebony, are you there, Miss Ebony? Can you give us a light? Commercial, Sasha? We about to take a light commercial. I'm about to go upstairs and transfer phones, and I'm about to come back. So Miss Ebony, can you give us a light commercial?
Coming up.
Give us a light commercial, Miss Ebony.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Charles. My name is on the list.
What list?
The DJ's list.
Miss Thing, there is no guest list tonight.
Oh. Oh.
Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely.
Come on.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike Q.
DJ Mike Q.
and together. On the bass, the real.
Hello, we're back. We are back, honey. Yes, we are back on the motherfucking ear, honey. We are live. We are live back on the motherfucking ear. Oh, let me take my earring out. Hold on 1 minute. Let me get my earrings off, girls. Hey to all my 47 girls in the chat room, bitches. I can see you. Yes, I am in the motherfucking room, honey. You know, I had to go pick my son up from the airport. I was holding his car for him this weekend, honey. While he was going to Miami, I had to go pick him up, honey. And so now I'm back home. But I am back, and I am live on the air. How the fuck are you doing, Miss Carrie Hilson? How you doing? Hey, Miss Nicki Minaj. Nicki, did you go to Miami this weekend, Nicki? Or are you waiting for Orlando this weekend, Nicki? What's the tea? Oh, you did, Nicki? Nicki, what's the tea, honey? Is any tea for Miami? Honey, I need to. Ooh, you was over at .com. What happened? Nicki, did you go to the function? Because the function in the car was all together. What's the tea that happened, Nicki? Give me the tea. Nicki, I want you to call in here, Nicki. I need to know the tea, honey. I need to get the E, my E, Nicki. Call in here. I need to know the motherfucking tea, honey. Yes, I need to know the tea. Oh, well, I'm pressing one. Hold on. Miss Ebony, can you please find Miss Nicki Minaj for me, honey? Because I want to know what the fuck happened, honey. Because I don't know. Rodney must be in transit coming home. Rodney, are you on? Let me see if Rodney's online, honey. Because I'm online now, honey. So I can see the girls. I'm in front of the computer. Hold on. Who is this calling me? Hold on. Somebody's calling me. Rodney's coming soon. Okay, hold on. And Sonny, oh, they said Rodney's coming soon. Rodney's coming soon, honey. Well, let me get, Switchboard, give me Miss Nicki Minaj. I need to get a Florida. Shasha?
Yes, I'm in the building.
Oh, okay. They said Rodney's coming soon. Well, Switchboard, Miss Ebony, can you give me Nicki Minaj? Because I want to get a Florida side of view for, I want to get a southern side of view of it, and I want to get a northern side of view of it, honey. So, yes, give me Miss Nicki Minaj up here on this line, honey, so she can give me the E, my E. Where my fan at? Where Miss Whitney Houston at, honey? You know a bit. Oh, here she go. Whitney. I had to get my Whitney going on, honey.
But okay,
yes?
Do you know Tiffany Amini from Chicago?
No.
Well, I would like to give out a shout-out to her because she's on life support, whatever the case may be, and they saying that she's not gonna make it, and I wanted to send my prayers out to her and her family.
Oh yes, definitely. Your prayers goes out to Nicki Omni and her family. Nicki, you're on the air. Nicki, what's the motherfucking E my E, Nicki?
Hi, Grandpa.
Nicki. Hello. Nicki Minaj. Hello. Where's Miss Nicki at? I don't know where Miss Nicki at. What's going on? She's Nicki, are you there? Hello, Nicki. Can you hear me, baby? Oh.
Nicki getting hot.
Oh, I hung up. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm getting hot over here. I want to give a big birthday shout-out to Renato Milan. It's his birthday. How you doing?
Happy birthday, Renato.
Yes. No, it's tomorrow. Yes, and Ronaldo's birthday was yesterday, so I had to give him a shout out. And then we're not going to be on the air tomorrow night. It's only one time this week that we're going to be on the air. Honey, my birthday was on Sunday, so I got to give a big shout out to the new father, Eric Milan, because we're not going to be on the air tomorrow, and his birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday to Eric Milan, to Renato Milan, happy birthday to myself, happy birthday to Memphis, happy birthday to Jay Mizrahi, who else?
And Jack Mizrahi.
Happy birthday to who else? Happy birthday to Cat Eyes Mizrahi, Nino Mizrahi. Happy birthday to 2000. Happy birthday to all the motherfucking Geminis. Got to give a big happy birthday shout-out to Shady Prada. His birthday's coming up real soon. All the motherfucking Geminis, and give a big shout-out to my husband, too, because he is definitely a motherfucking Gemini, and we are in the motherfucking building. Geminis motherfucking rule. How the fuck you doing? Miss Nicki Minaj, what happened? What the fuck happened with Miss Nicki Minaj, honey? I was trying to get the tea from her. What happened with her, honey? I need to find out some scandals and tea. I know some girls out there got some scandals and teas that happened in Miami, honey. So the girls need to hit me up with the scandals and teas, Miss Thing, or what happened in Miami, because I know somebody knows what happened in Miami, honey. Baby.
Give me the box.
Honey, well, call in. Press 1. Get on the line. Because I know it's a scandal. Since I heard about the sex party that happened in Miami, I need to find out about the sex. I need to find out about the sex party that happened in Miami and everything. Honey, these girls are playing. Team Gemini, yes, Team Gemini. The girls are in the building. Oh, honey, for this Saturday, Kiki will... Honey, oh yes, honey, oh yes, Little Mama Pink Lady is having a Kiki function this Saturday in New York City. Yes, come out and support all the girls that can afford to go to Orlando. Please go to JetBlue.com. They have tickets for $115 one way, $115 to come back, honey. It's a total of like $257 to get down there to Orlando, Florida this weekend, Miss Thing. It's going to be cute. They have nice, cheap hotel rooms at the Days Inn, Miss Thing. You can get you a nice double queen bed for $65 a night for all you girls that want to go down there. It's a nice function, honey, and we're going to go down there, and we're going to party, and we're going to have a motherfucking blast and motherfucking Orlando. Who is that with all that hair sitting back there on that bed?
That's my daughter.
Honey, yes. I'm looking at the children. The children are still. I'm on iChat right now with the Milans, and the Milans are still in Miami right now, and I'm on iChat with them, honey. With Father Eric Milan, Tyshawn Milan, Renata Milan. They cunt girlfriend that they met in Miami is laying across the bed, and they're all. Her name is Chica, honey, and they all watching me on iChat. How y'all doing? Wait, Kelly, what's this? What they said? Kelly, let's see you boots on boots up the tiny chat. Oh, no tiny chat, honey. Tell Rodney keep it. Oh, here come Rodney.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Hi, Father.
Good evening. What's going on?
What's going on? Miss Ebony said, tell Roddy to keep it cute because I'm going to get him.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on? What? Well, I tell you, I had a blast in your town this weekend. Oh, my fucking God. It was so fucking fab in D.C. this weekend.
James told me that you guys enjoyed yourselves.
Oh, Rodney, when I tell you, I've never been to a D.C. Pride before, Rodney, and it was just so fun. Not even going into the club, just going to all three of the different clubs, because, you know, one club closed at 2, one club closed at 3, the other one closed at 4, and just driving to each club and being outside at the let-off, it was so fucking fab in D.C. I had a blast.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear. We're trying to bring everybody back to D.C. now.
Yes.
Because it wasn't my. I went to Miami, of course. It wasn't as fun as it used to be. The last like 2 years, it was more hype. But like the last 2 years, it's been kind of just humdrum. Very just okay.
So how was the function?
On my end, of course, because we won the 5,000. The function was a success.
It was a success because y'all won the 5,000.
Right, oh. Right. Uh-oh.
Oh.
No.
It was cute because y'all won the 5,000. But what's the real tea with the function besides y'all winning the 5,000? Congratulations on the 5,000. I'll be seeing my Milan grandchildren and children when they get back to New York tomorrow for my PC, honey, but besides the 5,000.
Okay. The ball was in the same location as the party, so that was kind of okay. You was able to, you know, maneuver from side to side and go get, you know, saying go dance, get drinks, or do whatever, and then come back to the ball side. The ball itself, I'll give you, you know, good points and bad points. I'll try to be as politically correct without reading. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I will say the venue was in like a loading dock. It was like in the back end of the club. It was like a loading dock area. The years were like
it was some cars, some
right, like some matchbox cars.
Yeah, like some matchbox cars. Yeah, they told me about the I forgot about the matchbox cars.
Yeah, like a miniature, like they're bigger than the Matchbox, but you know it was like real model type cars with the templates for the other years on them. And let me see, the tables. I talk about tables. They had tables. They were there, but they were not like really chairs that you can sit at tables. They were like leather seats, which were very comfortable, but and they wasn't going with the tables, as you can see, I'm saying it. The tables were like stools, the chairs were like stools, and the tables themselves were just, you know, the regular round tables that you would sit at the bar that you need chairs to sit at. They did have like sofas in the front, like facing the runway on each side, like big leather sofas. You know, it was different. It was different. It was very different. But I thought that being as if, since it was a Sizzle investment type of setting with Danny Ebony, that it would be more plush.
Ooh. Well, somebody just IM'd me, and I don't know how true this tea is, Miss Day, but they said that it was in Danny U. Sizzle, honey. Sizzle wasn't really a part of it.
Right. Okay. I don't know. I was, like I said, I was just visiting and just going by what I heard and what I, you know, saw. And when I got there, it didn't look like Sizzle had anything to do with it. Like he used the venue that they had extra space because we paid the normal fee as it was to get in the club, which was $40.
Hold on. Somebody said no. Sizzle used Danny. Danny was a part of it. Sizzle paid out the $5,000.
Well, thank you, Sizzle.
I know that's right, honey.
Thank you, Sizzle, because we got every ounce of it. And we won, I think, 23 of the years. So congrats
to that. Working out, Milan.
And in the building, Jack and Selvin was definitely on the mic. Roy Ebony was there supporting. Trouble Ebony was there supporting. Jaquan, Bambi. Just giving, you know, a few out of the town Ebonies that I remember. Then the cons were there. Silk, BJ, Mousy. Well, I can't remember if Mousy was at the ball or in the city, but he was definitely in Miami. Then you had Joel, Pussy, Rock. As far as the Mizrahis, then you had the other houses that were there. Legacy.
I love the
Joel too. But Legacy came. A lot of the Legacies are Cons now, so they debuted the Florida chapter of Con. Then you had the Infinities. You had the La Perlas. Rico was there. Deja was there.
Deja.
The La Perlas were in the building.
Ooh.
It was. Milan's won first place, the Ebonies were second, and the La Perlas were third.
I know that's right. Work it on out, honey. Work it out. So how was the function yesterday? I heard it was a function yesterday. Did you go?
I came back yesterday. I had to be at work 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, it was a function yesterday. I need to find out what happened at the function yesterday, honey. Nobody seemed like they went to the function yesterday. I asked Tashawn and Renato and Eric and them, did they go? They said no, they stayed in the hotel. So I need to find out who went to the function yesterday and what was the tea.
I thought Renato was going.
No, they stayed in the hotel. They stayed in the hotel and paid it, honey. I need to find out who went to that function yesterday. I need to find out the tea, honey. I need to find out who was the other butch queens from the ballroom scene that was at the beach skinny dipping also besides Red Ebony, honey, because I heard it was a bunch of them that was skinny dipping in the beach.
Oh, I didn't see Red Ebony in the building. I want to give a shout-out to my drinking compadres for the weekend, Alyssa Garcon, DeAndre Garcon, Joelle Rock. Who else was over there? The twins, the Aga twins, and Marcus Escada. We had a little table that we went to every day. To give a shout out to Alex, the bartender at the restaurant. He made sure that we were taken care of each night that we were there. We had tabs, you know, $400 one night, $600 one night. We was just drinking for hours and hours and hours, Kelly. So you know I was in the zone.
I know that's right. Y'all had a blast in motherfucking. Y'all had a blast in motherfucking Miami, honey. Baby. Well, I need some of y'all girls to call in and give me the tea, honey. Press 1. If you on the phone lines, honey, and you was in Miami or you still in Miami, honey, hit me up and give me some motherfucking tea and some scandals that went on in Miami. Hold on, sis. I think this is a Miami number. 954-397. You're live on the air on Tuesday night. Recap. Hello? 954-397. You're live on the air. Okay, next number. I guess they're not on the air. Oh, really? 347-673. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, brother. What's your motherfucking Miami? What's poppin'?
What's the tea?
We ain't doing shit. We having a good time in Miami. Shout out, me.
Rodney?
Hello? Tashawn?
Yes.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I had to leave you guys. I was mad I had to leave, but, you know, work calls. I had to come back.
Oh, definitely. We having a good time. We about to party one last night tonight and then come back to New York.
Okay. I'm glad you guys are having fun.
I know that's right. Any scandals and teas that happen that y'all know about in Miami, still give me the tea.
Oh, definitely. When I get to New York, I'm going to give you my video camera. You give all the teas out.
Yes, I can't wait to get a hold of that video camera, Artie.
That's a lot. They were skinny dipping like crazy.
Oh,
the chick. They was having girls in there.
Happy birthday, Ronaldo. I hear you in the background.
Oh, thanks, Mommy.
Yes, it's Ronaldo's birthday.
Happy belated birthday, Ronaldo.
We party hard.
Thank you, Sasha. Thank you, Rodney.
Yes. But I want to thank y'all for calling in. Let me get me some other callers, honey. I can't wait to get a hold of that camcorder. I'm going to be at LaGuardia Airport tomorrow for that tea, honey. I'm going to be waiting at the airport, honey. Bitch.
Me
honey.
Too.
I'm going to be waiting at the airport for that camera, honey. Hold on. Next caller is 404-916. You're live on the air on Tuesday Night Recap Show. How you doing, caller?
Yo, what's up? This Kelly?
Yes, this is.
Yo, Kelly, are you single?
Excuse me?
Are you single?
No, I'm not.
Oh, all right. Well, I think you're attractive.
Okay.
Yeah. Added me on Facebook.
What did you say?
You added me on Facebook today.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I added 29 people today on Facebook, so I really don't know.
Hey, what's your Yahoo?
My Yahoo is legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com.
All right, so I can talk to you there?
Yeah, you can talk to me there.
Hey, I'm saying though, but you said you're not single, right?
Thank you.
Goodbye now. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello. Hold on. Next caller.
No, wait, hold on, they're back. 954-397, you're live on the air on what the... Yeah, you're live on the air on Recap Tuesday. What's the tea? Hello? Oh, shit, honey. I am, buddy. Honey. Hello? 954-397, you're live on the air on what... Or what the fuck Tuesday / recap. Why these girls from Florida keep pressing one and nobody's not saying anything?
Cause they ignorant.
Sorry, hold on, I pressed the wrong thing. Hello.
Yes.
I don't know why these girls are not saying anything, but I'm gagging. They keep pressing one. These Florida girls keep pressing one, but ain't nobody saying anything. Yes.
Annie to call in. Could we get some legacies, some ex-legacies to call in and see why what happened? And with the chapter down there, you know, I want to know. I was trying not to be nice. And, I mean, you know, being nice in Miami, I didn't ask any questions. I just, you know, went on ahead with. Or Selvin, could you call in?
Hold on, Roddy. We got private caller. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday / recap. How you doing? Private caller, you're live on the air. Wow, honey. Well, hold on. Let me find out what happened. Honey. Do anybody know what happened? Well, anybody have it with the legacies leaving? And do anybody know what happened with the legacies down in Orlando and Miami leaving and trying to be Mizrahis and the overall mother, Jasmine Couture, denied the mistake, so now they're all Khan's mistake? Can somebody please call and give me the tea? Oh, you like how I made that hot, Rodney?
Yeah. Also, Kelly,
yes.
You know, the legendary bug hit Florida as well. They called out a few people that I've never seen out of the state of Florida.
Hold on, bitch. You know what, bitch? It's a mess, this thing, honey. I need my sister. I need Jasmine on this line, honey. I need Jasmine on the phone, bitch. Because I know she knows all the tea that happened this weekend at motherfucking Miami, honey, bitch. Honey. You ate that. Yes, honey. Yes, I did eat that. Miss Ebony, can you get Miss Jasmine up on this line, honey? Because we need to get this heat, Miss Stang, honey. I need to get the E by E, honey. Man.
Where's Jaquan?
Jaquan got, he ate something. He ate something in Miami. He ate something in Miami, so he got, what you call it? He got a food poisoning.
Oh,
what
wow.
Don't go there. What are you doing?
It was all those Patron margaritas. Got sick.
Honey. Girl. Yes, all those Patron margaritas, honey. He was drinking like that?
Yes, he was.
Yes.
He was walking around every time with two cups. Each time he turned around, two cups.
Trying to fill himself.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Kelly, that's a lawsuit. What's a lawsuit?
If he got food poisoning.
Oh, but he ate something. Oh, hold on. Miss Ebony said, Jasmine said, give her a few minutes and she's going to be up on here. Yeah, he ate something. He ate something really bad and messed up his stomach, honey. Right after the ball, he went out and got something to eat after the ball. And
oh,
his stomach was messed up right after the ball. I forgot where they said he ate from. But
hi, Keisha.
Honey. Hey, Keisha. Yes, Keisha's in the motherfucking building, honey. These girls are trying it, honey. Oh, wait, hold on. They said the girls was in space sniffing coke down. Oh, my God. I'm going to fuck these girls up for these names that they put on this motherfucking list, mistake. It is a mess, Miss Stang. I'm not reading these girls' names, Miss Stang. Girl, I'm not reading these girls' names. Y'all not going to stop me up at the motherfucking scandal, honey. Honey. And Hold on, honey. Hold on, baby. I have not started up no scandals, honey. You girls are a mess, honey. Hold on. Wait, hold on, bitch. Honey, hold on.
I was going to go to space, but I was just like, ugh. Because they told me they had hip-hop music as well in another level of the club, but I just didn't feel like going.
Oh, my God. The girls is a mess to this thing. The girls are a mess, honey. The girls are a mess. The girls, these girls are fucking key, baby. These girls are key. They're saying, I am gagging. You should have went because your man was kissing down at Rodney.
Wow.
Honey, bitch. These girls are a mess, honey. The girls are key, they say. I really gagging at the girls, honey. Any other tea y'all got for Miami? Where is Marcus at? Where is Marcus at? I need to get the tea for Marcus. He was on What's the Tea yesterday, honey, but I wasn't on when he had called on. Hold on. We got somebody from South Carolina, 803-609. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
Yes, this is the legendary overall father, Derek Aphrodite.
Okay,
I'm just calling y'all to let you know that I am and the only one that's the overall father of the house, and we will be in Atlanta for the Con Ball. We'll be at Jack's Ball, and we'll be at the other two balls. And New York, I'm letting you know that the house is back.
Okay. I know that's right.
What's going on, Dirk? You hung up?
Yes, I guess he hung up. Bitch, I know that's right.
I hope they come and tip me down, baby.
What is that? Ah, bitch.
I said, I hope they come and tip me down.
Oh, here she comes. Hello.
Kelly, you are funny as hell.
Yeah, honey, I had to be.
Listen, when he called in and said they were coming back, you were giving, like, you know... And why were you giving all that? Congratulations on the House of Aphrodite returning.
Yes, no, I want the House of Aphrodite
returning.
You sounded
like it was very like, and?
I know, I want the return.
Okay, girl. How's everyone doing? Hi, Shasha. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, boo.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, chat room.
Hey, what's tea, honey?
What's going on?
Nothing.
So, Jasmine, tell me, what did you hear?
What did I hear?
Uh-huh.
About what part?
The ball.
I heard a lot of stuff that was going on that weekend. Where do we even start?
Well, baby, start wherever you want to start, honey.
Oh, girl, I heard about sex parties that were going on in the hotel rooms, and there's videotape footage of the sex parties.
I need to get that video. Baby, I need to get that video, honey, because I spilled all the girls' names.
No, you won't, Kelly. You didn't even spill the girl's name who was doing coke, so you wasn't going to spill the girl's name who was in the sex.
You know what? I spilled the girl's. You know, it's just, you know, I don't even have to spill the girl's name that was doing coke mistake. They already know who the girl's name was that was doing coke mistake. It's the same regular girls that was doing coke that been doing coke in the middle of every place else they doing it. Don't cover up this shit. The girls already know who they are. But I don't want to keep saying their names mistake and then they house singing the shade between me and them. And it's not no shade mistake, you know, because a couple of my members left and they went over there. So, you know, I just want to keep it as peace. But the girls already know who I'm talking about. It's the same girls that I said was sniffing before.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can tell you that information is incorrect because one of the names that they did mention happened to not even go to Club Space. So, you know, that's probably just your random people digging the same old girls, sniffing coke. So Mizrahi's, Chanel's, Aga's, they're still talking about the house members. We need to put an end to that.
Yes.
So what are we going to talk about? Are we talking about the legacies turning into cons? Are we talking about the ball?
Gabriel Bouglet and Bernard Gascon had a con party.
The legacies turned into cons. I wish them the greatest success. Bottom line is, from what I was told and what I heard and what I witnessed, a group of legacies here in Florida basically had major fallouts with Luna, and they all became 007.
You guys, hold on 1 second.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
So by them being 007s, they haven't been in the house for the past couple of months, and Selvin, I guess, recruited them and made them Ebony. I mean, made them cons. So I think it adds a little flavor to Florida. Hopefully, you know, it'll work out, and, you know, now the cons will be part of Florida. The major houses here in Florida are Milan's, Mizrahi's, and now it'll be cons. There's not that many legacies, and there's not that many ninjas, and I don't know what the hell happened to the Infinity. So at least it'll give the ballroom scene here in Florida a little bit of more competition.
A mess.
Where's Rodney?
Rodney said hold on for 1 minute.
Oh, okay.
Rodney said hold on for 1 minute. Okay. Cabbage is on the line. How you doing, Cabbage? You out there on the air? Honey, you on the air listening. So are you ready for this weekend, sister?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I know, that's right. They said Donato, Mugler, and Milan Garcon had a sex party this weekend. Is that some of the names that you heard?
You said Renato.
No. No. What is this? Donato, Mugler, and Milan Garcon had a sex party this weekend. Oh, Miss Nicki Minaj said the tea is being spilled. So, Nicki, you heard about this, Nicki?
Well, who has the videotape footage?
Okay, I want to know who got the videotape footage, honey.
Send me a copy of it.
Maybe. I need to find out who has this videotape footage, Miss Thang. These girls need to send this footage in, Miss Thang. If they have the footage, they need to put her out, Miss Thang, and stop playing with her, honey.
Okay. Put it on Walk For Me Wednesday.
Baby, I need to find out to see what the fuck is up with the girls being in Miami this weekend making movies for his first gay sex. Who was making this movie?
Cuckoo Boy.
I want to know who was making this movie. They need to tell me. Y'all need to tell me names on who was making these movies, Mistake. What the fuck? Well, Nicki, call in and spill the tea, Nicki. What the fuck?
Okay.
Honey, y'all acting like y'all scared to call in here and spill a motherfucking tea, Miss Thang. I'm really gagging at y'all. There are too many sex tapes coming out right now. Oh, my God. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, my God. I'm gagging. I'm really gagging at the girls. I'm really gagging at the girls and all their scandals and their teas that happened this weekend in Miami, honey. You girls need to stop it, honey. Y'all need to stop. Nicki Minaj, can you please press 1 and call in here and give me the tea that you got, honey? Because you're playing around, Nicki. I need to know the tea. Honey, the girls are really trying it. I need to know the tea. What is the tea, honey? I need to give a shout out to all my girls in the. I need to give a shout out to all my girls in the chat room. Toy Boy, Nicki Minaj, Mother 007, Legendary Prince, Legendary Kurt, DJ Mike Q, Carrie Hilson, Miss Keisha, Ja, Miss Wendy Williams, Icon, my guest is in the chat room, honey, Blackjack, honey, Ballroom, Black, honey, Alana, and to Blog Talk Administrator. How y'all doing? I love y'all all, honey. Baby, yes, what's the honey. Nikki said he pressed 1, Miss Ebony. Can you please bring Nikki on if you see Nikki? Nikki said he pressed 1. I need Nikki on, honey, to drop me the dirt, honey.
No, no, dad.
What did you say? What did you say,
Shasha? I said the Lolo dirt.
Oh. Nikki, you're on.
How about you been
going to
tell me that you
went
to help?
Hello, Nikki.
Well, yeah, what's up? I'm not sure how true this tea is, but someone in the chat room passed it over to me because then I'm going to call it anyway. Then, anyway, they say, hold on a minute. A certain icon was snatched up in Atlanta recently by the three-letter words. So I was like, who is this person you're talking about? They say, Tony Milan was caught in his father's closet. Hold on. Damn, my computer's going to slow. Yeah, then there's a list of folks they're looking for. And I was like, who? They say Fred Chanel, RR, and Whitney Garcon. And he said that's to be the guy. So that's the tea I got.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
The girls are being a mess, honey. A mess, honey. Yeah.
Is that true?
And I don't know about the sex party in Atlanta. I mean, in Miami, because I don't do that.
You sure?
Did you go to the ball?
No, I don't know who threw that ball. So I wasn't going to go. No, ma'am. But shout out to my sister Miami for winning off the year of Sneaker versus Sneaker. You know.
What? What did you say?
Miami well, he's not an Escada anymore, so I can't even say Miami Escada. Miami 007 won Sneaker of the Year in Miami, so he went.
Oh, I know that's right. Well, are you going to be at the mall this weekend?
Of course.
Well, I'll be down there, honey. I'll be in the building, honey. Hopefully, if I'm nice, my sister bring me to the club Friday night.
What club Friday night?
I don't know. It's Friday night, Saturday night, one night.
Ain't no club Friday night.
Ain't no clubs out there no more?
Oh, Pulse?
Yeah, Pulse is cute on Friday night.
What club did we go to the last time we were down there?
Oh, that was Parliament House. That was like on a Tuesday night or something.
That club was cute. The lesbians got it in at that club. I like that club, honey. And then everybody went to Denny's after and got it in some more. Honey. Yeah.
So, Nikki, tell me the tea about what took place in Miami. Like, give me the tea that you went through.
I actually didn't have no tea at all. Like, none. Like, nothing. I just went to the beach and went to the club.
Did you see any of these girls
see the girl.
In the water? Because they said they were skinny dipping in all types of things in the water.
Oh, yeah. We all did. I did, too. So.
Oh, you were skinny dipping, too?
I sure did.
I wish I could have been there to get a picture.
Nobody could get a picture of that. Trust me.
I would have got a picture, honey. I would have came in there. As soon as you would have got in the water and took your shorts off, honey, I would have came in there and I would have grabbed them and ran out the water, honey. You would have no other choice but
to
come out.
See, I'm smart. I went far from all the girls, and I took my drawers off and then flashed them, put it back on.
Baby, I'd have been right. I would have got them, honey, and you would have been in your birthday suit, honey. I'd have been running across the beach, honey. I'd have hung them all the way up at the top of the beach, honey, so you had to walk all the way to the top to go get them.
Mm-hmm.
Baby. But I had so much fun this weekend. I'm really good. I hope everybody just enjoyed their weekend wherever they went, whether they was in D.C., whether they was in Miami, whether they was in Kentucky, whether they was in Atlanta, whatever state anybody was in this weekend, I really hope they enjoyed their Memorial Day weekend. Cabbage, where was you at this weekend, Cabbage? I'm talking to Cabbage right now on Yahoo. Cabbage, where was you at this weekend? Was you on your, where was you at this weekend? I need to know what state you was in this weekend, Cabbage. Because I know Cabbage, Cabbage usually always go to Miami. Oh, Cabbage was in Brooklyn this weekend. Did you cook out this weekend, Cabbage? Miss Shasha, you ain't going to nobody cook out this weekend?
You said what, baby?
I said you ain't going to nobody cook out this weekend?
No, I don't want to go to nobody cook out because I don't want to get poisoned.
Oh, Shasha went to Crystal Ebony's cookout. I mean, Cabbage went to Crystal Ebony's cookout. Work for Lady Day, Crystal Ebony. How you doing, Crystal? I see you.
No, I'm not.
Yes. And Joseph, and Joseph, well, I know that's right, honey. Hold on, who is this hitting me up right now? My birthday was Fab Trache. Thank you for asking. My birthday was really Fab Trache. I really enjoyed D.C. I wish you was in D.C. and D.C. Banshee concert. We could have caught up in D.C. Miss Trache gives Catwoman stars, honey. That's my girl, honey. She gives Catwoman. Baby, hold on.
So, Nikki, why didn't you go to any of the balls?
I didn't see it.
Oh, at my house. Oh, that's your Benji. Oh, Kevin said he was at his house, honey. That's his Benji cut name, honey. Why you ain't see the ball? But you went to the club, though, right?
Yeah.
So why you ain't just pop over?
No, I didn't go to the club the night off the ball. I stayed in that night.
Oh.
I don't think Nikki wanted to go to the loading docks.
What happened?
I don't think you wanted to go to the loading docks.
I sure didn't.
Baby, I want to see what this loading dock looks like. I need to see some video or something from this, from this ball about this loading dock. Because everybody keep talking about this loading dock, this loading dock, this loading dock. What does this loading dock look like? Hold on. 954-397. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday / the recap show. How you doing, Carla?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Who is this, baby?
It's Miami, 00.
Hi, Miami.
What's going on? Hey, Jasmine. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, Miami.
So, Miami was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. Me and
you
Nikki hang out. Yeah, me and Nikki hang out most of the nights. The beach, yeah, we did a lot of flashing because at one point at the beach, like, it was like over 500 people in the water and everybody was just ticked off their underwear and just start throwing it up in the air. So everybody did that. It was a lot of fun. The awards ball started at like 6 in the morning. It probably lasted for like an hour or two, the most. I won Sneak of the Year. I also got my statement status. But the best night to me was Space. Space was the best night. Me and Nikki hanged out all night at Space.
Mm-hmm.
I heard there was some sex party on this. Huh?
They want to tell you about the ball. Tell them about the ball. They want some tea.
You know what? I didn't stay at any of the balls because I had to leave Warren's ball on Monday. I had to leave Warren's ball and go drop my friend off at the airport. By the time I came back, it was over. So I don't know what happened there.
Oh, shoot. It was over that quick?
Yeah, because what happened, that they were doing a performance, like some law was doing a performance before the ball. So I left during the performance to go drop my friend off at the airport. When I came back, it was done. I was like, damn.
Oh, damn, that was fast as hell. That wasn't a ball, honey. That was Legend, Davis, and Stars.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that it was an awards ball / $5,000 ball, and it only lasted an hour?
No. The awards ball and the $500. It started at like 6 in the morning. By the time I got to my hotel, it was like 8:30.
Wow.
Yeah. I heard there was a sex party on the 17th floor. That's the floor I stayed on too, but I don't know where what room it was in. But I know at one point my room was open and this boy came in with a towel asking me for condoms. So I don't know.
Well, at least he did ask for condoms.
Yes, yeah, you ever seen that episode of Housewives when Nene had that shoe thing when they're running heels?
Yeah.
The boy who won, him and this other boy, they came to my room asking me for condoms.
Ooh. Well, I know that's right. Well, at least they asked for protection, honey.
And they gave her free magnums all the weekend.
Oh, I know that's right. Oh, I have to give a shout out to my co-MC for this weekend, the legendary RJ Balenciaga, honey. Gotta give him a shout out. He's having a function this weekend in DC. Girls, go out and support.
And Jasmine, we coming to your ball this Sunday.
Oh, hold on. They said, Miami. They said, yes, it was the 17th floor. It was room 1723 in Miami.
Damn, I was in room 1731. Shit.
Yes, they said it was 1723. Who was up in that room? Can you give me some names that was up in that room, honey? Because my girl's giving me the tea now, honey. So the 17th floor came out, so now maybe the names will start coming out. They said it was the 17th floor, honey. Give me the names now.
But you know what? I must comment on people. Everybody was looking good. Everybody went to the gym. They worked out. Everybody was dressed nice, you know. They come out real good for this spread, and I must applaud everybody for that.
You know, they have to come out looking good, honey. You know, they're trying to get them a little something, honey. They can't come out half-stepping, honey.
Yeah, everybody came correct.
They come out half stepping on it. But what are their body going to look like in 6 weeks from now?
Who's the new?
Jasmine, RJ sends you a shout out.
Hi, RJ.
Oh, hold on. They gave the name Milan Garcon, Dion Mugler, Coco Boys, Hot Boys from New York.
Ooh.
That's who was at the sex party.
No, ma'am.
Chow.
They're my idol.
These girls are the best, honey. Bitch. Mind you, I was on the 17th floor 2 years ago when I was down there, honey. Hey, bitch. These girls at these sex parties, they is the best with these parties. What? I don't understand, but at least they did come to your room, Miami, and ask for condoms, Miss Day. So we have to applaud them on that.
We have to applaud them on that because they could have been given credit when it's due.
Yes, because they could have been really nasty and raunchy and just do the damn thing without condoms. They did come down the hallway, and they did ask for condoms, so you have to applaud them on that. Thumbs up to you girls for definitely having your party, Miss Day, and thumbs up to y'all girls for definitely going down to Miami 007's room and asking for what you call it, condoms.
Thank you.
I got a little something on my mind. Can I spill it real quick?
Go ahead.
Yeah, because you know a lot of ballroom kids were here this weekend, so... I heard that they had kicked me out the house at Escada. I don't know how true it is, but I just want to clear it up that I wasn't kicked out of the house. I left the house. And at the Legacy Ball in Orlando, I walked out as 007 because that's the same day I left the house because of some little politics that I didn't like. So I didn't got kicked out. I left the house. And when I left the house, my kids left the house too because they're loyal with me. You know what I'm saying? So they left the house also. Then there was an email sent out the next day saying how they closed the chapter, blah, blah, blah. And at the same time, they're trying to go behind my kids' back and trying to have them to stay in the house. And so I'm just trying to clear that up. You know, I wasn't kicked out of the house. I left the house.
Oh, I know. That's right. Well, yeah. Jasmine, can you please tell us about the ball this weekend and Orlando? Explain the ball to us.
Pretty much it goes like this. I'm starting a series of balls here in Florida. It's going to be once a month, and it's dedicated to houses battling other houses. That is why it's called Versus. The very first one is going to be this Sunday, and it's open to all houses. And the house that wins the most trophies that night walks away with $1,000. Then what will happen is that house will return in July, a month later, and defend their title against another house. So each month it's going to be two houses battling each other for the grand prize. What will happen is each month as these houses are battling, whatever two houses lead the series, come Halloween night, those two houses will battle on Halloween night, October 31st, which is a Sunday here in Orlando, and those two houses will battle for an ultimate grand prize. Which, you know, how much the prize is going to be, I have not determined yet. I want to see how well the people participate in the series, but it will be a minimum of $2,500 up to $5,000, just depending on, you know, how big the series turns into. The goal with this is to have the different houses that are already represented, the different chapters that are already represented here in Florida, to get other chapters to come down and unite, and no, they're not, they pushed it to November, just to get down and unite with their other chapters and stuff like that, you know, call the out-of-town chapters to come and support the current chapters here, and reach, you know, a goal of, you know, battling each month or so for the whole series. So that's pretty much how it goes. So it's not like a state-to-state. It's not like a team thing, but it's where two houses each series will battle each other and show what house is the best that night. Also, I'm honoring Kiki houses as well. My mini grands will be dedicated towards Kiki houses, and the Kiki the mini grand this weekend will be, if you know, if you have a Kiki house, show us your grand march for $500. That's all we want to see.
Tell Tiffany to be passing away.
It just show your grand march, you know, introduce your house in a grand march. You'll be judged on, you know, your theme,
you know,
and how creative you are, and things of that sort. And then the following month, it'll be a category dedicated to the houses again and things of that sort. So that's pretty much how it's going to go. If you're a 007, you can give your trophy to whatever house you want that evening. If you're in another house, let's say, for example, it is the Milans versus the Ebony's, but yet like a Mizrahi or a Legacy or a Khan still wants to participate that night, they can still walk and win, and they can either try to snatch a trophy for themselves to eliminate the competition or give the trophy to someone else, you know, another house or something, to try to gain more, you know, like they really want to battle them or something. So it kind of turns into a big competition.
Okay, I know that's right. I'll be there, honey. I will be in the motherfucking building. I will definitely be in the building, honey.
So
I gotta give.
If you guys want to find out more information on the categories, they're really simple. It's not really calling for a lot or anything like that. You can go to MySpace or Facebook or Twitter, and they're all under Jasmine's Mini, like Jasmine's Mini Balls. It'll be Jasmine's, J-A-S-M-I-N-E-S, Ball. Mini, I'm sorry. Jasmine's Mini, M-I-N-E. Or just contact me or contact Kelly or whatever for more information.
I know, that's right. I'll be in the building. They said Miss Nadia was sitting in Miami this weekend, honey. They said she was sitting, honey. What, Miss Nadia? What's going on? Well, Miss Ebony, do we have any other callers? We got like 3 minutes left. Do we have any other callers?
I want to address something as well. You guys in the chat room, leave the administrator alone. All she's doing is listening to the show. They do that from time to time. It has nothing to do with anyone reporting us. So please stop harassing or contacting the administrator unless it's something that you guys really have a concern with or
want an answer about. But you guys are asking the administrator if she's a top or a bottom. You guys are asking questions about other people that really have nothing to do with the show. Please stop doing that. The administrator is there to make sure that everyone is okay, to make sure that our boards and everything are looking good, to make sure that we are doing what we are supposed to be doing, and they do this from time to time. You guys that have been with us for over a year know that they come in here from time to time. It's not only because you guys think that someone is harassing us or reporting us. It's just they are here. So just it's like when you were in high school or when you were in grammar school and the teacher is teaching the class and the principal just walks in and sits down, or the vice principal. Just act like she's not there and continue to move forward. Please stop being idiots.
Okay, honey. Well, on that note, honey, we about to get up out of here, honey. We will definitely be back, honey. I will definitely be back, honey, giving you all the tea that happened this weekend in Orlando, because I will be in Orlando, honey, on poolside, honey. So I'll be giving y'all all the tea that happened on Monday at the ball in Orlando, and who won the $1,000 and who won the $500 and shit like that, honey. So girls, get ready, honey, because I'm going to be pulling in the tea, honey. Shasha.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Shasha, tell the girls good night. We about to get up out of here.
I would like to say good night, and I will see all the people in New York City for my show, June 13th at Jack Rumbleball. See you there. Good night.
I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother. The awesome is Rahi. I love you all for loving me, honey. Like I tell y'all, whatever state, whatever club, whatever bathroom, or whatever alleyway you in, and you pick somebody up in, honey, make sure you do practice safe sex and you do wrap it up, honey. To all you girls that's trying to get to Orlando this weekend, please hit me up at legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com, honey, and I will give you all the information. JetBlue is definitely going to Orlando this weekend for 115 to go, 115 to come back, and the hotel that's near the venue is only $65 a night, honey, for a double queen bed, honey, and you girls can definitely be in Orlando and have some fun, honey. So I'll see y'all all back here Monday night, honey, for the recap show of Orlando and whatever else madness happens this week. So to everybody in the chat room, to everybody on the phone lines, good night, and I love you all, and thank you once again to everybody for all the birthday shout-outs on MySpace, Facebook, Yahoo, AIM, Texas, phone calls. I love y'all all for loving me, and my haters that hate me and can't take me, y'all bitches just make me motherfucking stronger. How you doing? Because mother ain't going nowhere. Good night.
Excuse me? Charles? My name is on the list.
What list?
The DJ's list.
Miss Thing, there is no guest list tonight.
Oh. Oh.
Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely.
Come on.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike Q.